Wow.
That was kind of heavy.
I know. People will think you're naive. You're like, okay, Jesus. No, honesty made me look like a sucker.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
The pool is getting open.
It's pool season. It's a magical time of year when you bring the pool online. It truly is. It is like you're like there was the before pool. And now we're like, we're saying it's warm enough, consistently enough.
Yeah.
We're going to put water in our backyard.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Even though the temperatures are still kind of chilly, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? Get it done. So when it does heat up pretty quickly, then it'll all be, it'll be all ready to roll. Plus, I
miss sitting out
there.
Yours is a heated pool.
Yeah, it's heated. I learned last year that you don't want to open it too early and then start heating it because now you're just fighting against the night. So basically it gets warm, you know, with the sun and everything like that. But then the nights are, you know, if it's 50, 60 degrees or 50 degrees, then it just cools. And then that now you're just paying. It's like air conditioning and heat. It's the equivalent of heating your house with the windows open or vice versa. So, yeah, there's that. It'll be nice to get in there and get a dip. I miss sitting by the pool. I look at it every day. It's got the thing. And I used to like to go out there and sit there and then, you know, be alone.
With your thoughts, as scary as they are. Everything seems more agreeable when there's a pool. You're like, I could be so depressed and really combing through some big, heavy stuff. But, so is today the day they fill it or is it already filled? Yeah.
It's half filled. I haven't took the lid off, the top off.
Oh,
of it.
Really?
No, I don't even.
They can fill it with the lid on?
No, it's got to come off. But I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to have to sit and watch and kind of find out. Like a buddy of mine, he said, just take the top off. I'm like, I don't want to take the top off. I don't know how. I'm sure I can figure it out. But then I don't know what's underneath there. Because it seems like whenever this happens like this, in there is just like gross green water. You know, it's basically so dirty, I think, that you have to put all these chemicals in to get rid of it.
Yeah, you're going to have to shock the water no matter what. I mean, to get it up and running, I mean, you're going to have to do the treatment. But then once it's all good. I mean, did somebody else put the top on it?
The same guy. This is the guy.
Okay, so they're coming. They're taking the top off. They're filling it up. They're doing all that.
They're doing everything. Yeah, it's Jared with Crystal Clear. So yeah, so
they'll take care of whatever weird stuff is down there. Then that's part of their gig.
I know. I just didn't want to open it up and leave it open. Even though I probably should have. I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to learn today. I got my library card. Look at me! Yay!
Oh, did you borrow any books?
No, I didn't actually. I didn't at all. I thought I needed it for something. So I went down to that new library. And first of all, I went to one here in Millard, the Millard branch. And I said, hey, how do I get my card? I can't find it. And she goes, oh, we can just get it right here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, cool. I just need another physical card.
They're like, let's look you up in the system. Are you sure? You're like, you haven't borrowed a book since high school.
It's like you were there.
You have
Molly.
Actually not had a library card since eighth grade.
Yeah.
So maybe we just do the whole reapply process.
I had one in there because I got one a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah, because there's advantages outside of just using it to rent stuff. You know what I mean? To borrow. Stuff. It's also that information that you can acquire as well.
Really?
You know, yes, they do. You can acquire. I have a real estate license. So there's information I can, you know, acquire there that helps me build that deal. I haven't used it for that yet. That was the purpose.
Got it.
So
okay. Well,
anyway,
that makes sense then.
She's training somebody. So now I'm sitting through that, a girl trying to figure out how to find me, so and so forth. in training, librarian. And I thought that would be my stepmother's a librarian. She works at the library. And I did think to myself, that would this would be a nice little job. It's quiet. Everyone seems busy. I, you know, this is what I was thinking. So anyway, she goes, has it been a while?
Oh, yes, it has. Do you still use the Dewey Decimal System? Is there like still a drawer with the cards that I go through to find the book that I'm looking for? They're like, sir, we haven't had that since the 80s.
Yeah, since the 80s. I know, Molly. It was like I sat there and I'm like, she's going to ask me when she's going to ask me a tough question. I'm going to have to admit, I've never stepped into the library. I got it online, but I've never actually been into a library in so long. It has to be since, I would guess, you know, I don't even know if they had a library in my high school, to be honest with you.
Of course they did. It might not have been a big library, but they did. I'm telling you. You sound like me when one of my college friend told me, I was like, I don't think you had a job in college. And he's like, yeah, I worked at the athletic center. And I was like, well, that is why I never saw you.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't even know we had a gym.
Yeah.
Let alone that I ever visited it.
The last library I can remember is when I was in junior high school in Florida. Because I always went there to had to study or just get homework done because I never got homework done at home. So I'd go there and that's where I would write my cheat sheets.
Oh.
Yeah. I would write them. I was so good at it. I would with a little tiny piece of paper, little piece of paper. I would sharpen my pencil so sharp. And I would write answers down. And then what I would do is I would wrap it around my pen or paper, whatever. It would be like that. And then I would tape it. And then I could actually just sit there and look at it as I'm writing.
All the time that you spent crafting this have been spent studying.
I wasn't a great student.
That's okay.
I wasn't.
School isn't for everyone. It really is not. I mean, and honestly, like I've got a buddy right now whose kid is like really struggling. And it's tough because it's just like, it's not, he's just not smart like that. Like he's smart, but he's just not like, that's just not how he learns. And so, you know, you're putting this kid in this situation where it's just, the biggest thing I hate seeing is what it does to self-esteem.
It does.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's like, dude, you're a good person. You are worthy. It's just, this isn't your thing. You'll find your thing. That's the thing I feel so bad about for teenagers is like you're forcing them into this box. And it's like, you just have to keep telling them like, when you get to be 18 or 19 and you can choose your own adventure, it's going to be a whole different.
Oh, for sure. I was like a CD student, and I'm not dumb.
No.
You know, I just couldn't do book stuff. I could not do book stuff. And I would go after class to go sit with teachers. I would do all of that stuff to try to get smarter about how to do these things. And then once I would figure out kind of like my way, it would change. And I'm like, all right, I can't do that like that. I got to. And so I was constantly just chasing it. My parents would say, if you get an A, we'll get you a steak. We'll buy you a steak. We didn't have a lot of money. So that was like a thing. And
yeah,
but he would say an inch thick steak. I never once got a steak.
They're like, oh, that was an easy promise for them. They're like, get an A and we'll buy you a steak. We'll buy you a car. You know what? We'll take you to the moon. You get an A, sir, and you can go wherever you want in the whole wide world. They're laying in bed at night like, this will never happen. Easiest never promise we ever happen. Made.
Yeah, that librarian, Molly, looked at me right in the eyes and said, it's been a while, hasn't it?
You're like, do I have that scared look of somebody who hasn't been in this building in a bit?
And then just the uncomfortable moment we put ourselves in. First of all, when I walk in, there's two guys. There's a guy and a girl sitting at a table, and they're it's petition time, right? Sign a petition, sign a petition. Just like, okay, you got me. I'm right walking by. In the parking lot, it was easy to say no. So they're like, I'm like, yeah. They're like, are you a registered voter? And I'm like, yeah. And so I ask him about whatever, and then I end up signing it, you know, just because I can't say no, because they're sitting there looking miserable.
What did you sign?
Something about changing laws without it going through the without going through vote first, stuff like that. There's a few of them out there, property tax ones. You know what I mean? Do you ever sign those petitions at all, or you just walk? I mean, if it's in a parking lot, I'm like, no, thank you. I can keep walking.
We don't really have that here.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
God, no.
Everywhere here.
I can't. The biggest thing is getting a candidate. You have to have signatures to get a candidate on, okay, on the – but I haven't been approached about like an idea or like, okay, like a policy.
Yeah. It made sense. I was like, okay. So how does that work when those people, I mean, you're a government chick. Do they get paid per name? It was very specific. I put the date and they said, you need to put a zero before the, you know, like 05.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is very specific.
That's in order for it has to count. To be.
Yeah. For it to count. Yeah.
That's the thing. No, but I mean, I don't think it's a payment thing. I think it's just a matter of if they go, that won't count as a signature. So they lose. So whatever policy it is, that's one against
loses it.
Lose that signature.
But I'm wondering, is the person that's sitting there, you know, doing the work in the parking lots, you know, walking up, that those two people, do they get paid? Do you know if it's a paid per name that they get, or is it an hourly thing?
I don't really know.
There's like 10 people on it. Yeah, there's like 10 people there. And I felt like you're at the one place where not many people are going into the library. You know?
No, I don't know. I go to the library. Well, it's usually pretty busy.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I was at the Millard Library and it's not that busy. It's a nice library. I actually had to fake it like I was there for purpose. So now I get my card.
You a mile away. They're like, look at this guy acting like he's like, oh, books. Love them. Oh, my God. I have so many at home that I don't really come here very often because, you know, books.
Yeah.
Oh, we did have that moment. I was going to go to the bookstore. We were out running errands and I was going to hit the bookstore while I was. So I sent a text to my son and I was like, hey, are there any books you need? You know, I'm going by the bookstore. And he sends me this text back. He's like, you know, it'd be nice to have Animal Farm by George Orwell. And I was like, we have that. And so then finally I had to like sit the kids down and have a conversation. I was like, you realize we have a whole library in our house. Like we have floor to ceiling bookshelves across an entire wall full of books. Just books.
Do they not? Why don't they look at them? Do they look at it?
Because I don't think they think about it. They're like, okay, there's no way you have Animal Farm. I'm like, this is the copy that I had when I was your age.
Oh, that's really? Wow.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, I keep I guess all you this are. Stuff.
You're a book person.
I mean, am a book person.
Yeah. I think that's so cool it's when so there's funny. Places like that. So
they'll like ask for stuff. Like there was some other book where they're like, oh, I've got to read Julius Caesar for, you know, literature class. I was like, check the bookshelf. They're like, really? I'm like, we have two copies. One is its own copy, and then the other is in the Shakespeare anthology. So which one do you want? They're like,
oh, really? So you're kind of like a librarian yourself at home.
I do, but I don't have a very good – I kind of have it broken up into different sections. So they kind of have to ask. And okay. And my whole thing is just like, don't buy anything until you ask me, because I guarantee you we probably have it. So that was the thing. We just went and saw Project Hail Mary, and it's based on a book. And my daughter's like, I would love to read that book. And I walked upstairs and I came back down and I was like, here's Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. And here's The Martian, also by Andy Weir. So when you're done reading Project Hail Mary, you can read The Martian as well.
You She's have like, those what? Books.
Yeah.
Wow. So where is your library at then? Is it in a separate room where they're not? I figured it would be like in the living room or something where they can see it at all given times, not a separate room.
No, we have it in our bedroom. An entire wall of our bedroom, we got those floor to ceiling IKEA bookshelves.
Yeah,
we
those
have
are
three
nice.
Of them.
Okay.
So it's like an entire wall of books. And then there are bookshelves in the living room that have books. And then there's bookshelves in the basement that also have books. I mean, I'm just telling you, like, that's why I like told the kids, I was like, don't go buying anything. Ask first. Seriously. And if not, we can go to the library.
There you go.
Because we don't need to buy any more books. Mom's running out of shelf space.
I guess
she actually already did. It's been a minute.
They are saying, by the way, I just saw that it came out that 69% of high school students are bored at school.
I bet.
They're just bored. What do you suppose that's all about? I was bored. I was bored to death. Everybody gets bored at school.
I think that's just, they're finally asking them, maybe. I don't know.
Weird. Yeah.
I can't answer. I have a teenage son who's in high school, and if I could explain to you how his brain worked, I would be a magician. I have no idea the things that go through his mind, the stuff that he comes up with. I'm like, how did you even get that idea? You're like, I don't know, doesn't it seem like a good idea? I was like, no, it's a terrible idea. It's really bad idea.
We all did that at a young age, you know. Now you're living it.
Well, I didn't grow up with brothers, so teenage boys are as much a mystery to me now as they were then. I don't understand how your brains work. I don't understand how teenage boys' brains work. They seriously have their own mode of operation. You guys come up with stuff where I'm like, that is insane that you thought that was a good idea.
That is funny, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, men and women to this day, even as we get older, it's still the same thing. Women think different than men do.
Yeah.
On a lot of different things.
I think how it's like just how you tackle it, you know?
It is. It is. You guys are much more efficient, I think, in a lot of ways. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we all are humans. So I don't know how you think or even Wylene thinks. I don't know. I've never really thought of that before. How we all think.
I mean, that's the joke, right? Like where your significant other says to you, I've been thinking, and you're like, oh no.
Yes.
Your first think don't is, think. Oh boy, what's coming next? I mean, Peter's always terrified when I'm like, I've been thinking. And he's like, oh, what? What? That the house needs painting? That I need to get a better attitude? We need new shoes? Well, it could be anything. That we should have spaghetti for dinner. I don't know. What have you been thinking about? Be like, want to guess?
Yeah.
Couldn't possibly.
No. That is one thing I think women think about in a lot of ways is like home improvement type stuff. You know, like you want this done or that done. Mm-hmm. Like I never would have thought in a million years that I would go, I need to go shopping for shoes, for example, which we recently just did. Wylene thinks like that. I don't know guys, much less myself, that's ever going to pop in my head. I'm okay if one pair of shoes forever. I'm just not a shoe person. And it's because of her that I have more than one pair of shoes.
And I think that, you know, given what we do for a living, one size fits all, right? Like I probably wear almost the same pair of shoes every day. I have an entire wall of shoes, but I probably wear the same two or three pairs all the time. Peter does have multiple pairs of shoes, but
that's different.
He has a job that requires
shoes.
Him to have shoes.
Yes. We do not.
Exactly. Like we could be barefoot right now and it would be A-okay. It sounds funny when you say it like that. He has a job that requires shoes.
Shoes. Yes.
You're like, doesn't everyone? Well,
look at this shoe that I'm wearing right here. We'll have to describe it for people. See this shoe?
So it's a black slip-on and it's an athletic shoe. That looks really nice.
It's not an athletic shoe. It's actually
it's got an athletic bottom.
Yeah, it's got an athletic bottom. It's actually, oh my God, they're splitting. I've worn them that much. I need new ones now.
Look, oh boy,
I just already realized.
Yeah, you're like, oh boy, oops.
They're like warm shoes. Whatever you call it, it's like a slipper. It's like a waterproof slipper.
Leave it to you to
slipper.
Be like, wear a slipper out, yeah. outside. That's the life we live, people.
Yeah.
He's living a life that can accommodate slippers on the outside. You're like, okay, so basically you're just going to the store. You're like, yep.
I never wear them to the store. I've worn them once.
Really?
And I asked permission to Wylene because Wylene's like, all about, I'll go out in my robe, take garbage out.
She's like, please, what are you we doing? We live here. We can't move because you're embarrassing.
So it's like a high top slip on slipper with a sole on the bottom that I could wear anywhere. And it's waterproof.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good as well.
What's the brand?
The brand is, it's called Long Bay.
Okay.
Long Bay. I don't even know where these came from. I have no idea. Obviously, they probably came from Temu. I've never seen them anywhere
else. I'm
surprised
you haven't gotten, like, you've got to be a Skechers guy.
No, I don't like Skechers. I don't wear Skechers. No.
That surprises me.
No. Why does that surprise you?
They've got some good slip-ons for guys like you.
Oh, I've seen them. Trust me. I only go so far. I don't wear shoes in public without laces.
Ooh.
Yes.
At you. You're yes. like, I can tie my shoes.
No, it says nothing.
And I have a library card. You're effectively seven. oh, yeah, I got it all.
People that wear slippers. There was a guy. Well, I was following into a store. He got out of the car with his wife at the same time and ended up walking in front, and I'm with Wylene.
Okay.
And I said to her, I said, hey, look at that. Someone decided to go to the store in his pajamas and slippers.
Did he hear you?
No, he could have.
Oh, I was like,
close enough.
It's going to be a brawl in the parking lot. The guy's like, I can still kick your ass in slippers. And I've got real good range of motion because I'm wearing pajama bottoms.
You know, Wylene was like, you don't know the situation. You don't know. Maybe he's sick. Maybe that's all he can put on
like,
right now.
Because don't care. Judge free zone. We're not in it.
So
I'm judging the judge a lot, and I take that place everywhere.
It's just because of that look in public now. Mm-hmm. That I can't do it. I mean, I wear sweatpants, right? I do that. I have shorts. I wear gym shorts. But because of that look, I can see kids doing it, you know, teenagers, stuff like that. But not grown people, you know, and it's none of my business. I get it. But I'm just saying, because of that look that I get to see, I don't do. So therefore, yeah, these slip-on Oh my God. Look at these puppies, Molly. You need a pair. Look, they're warm.
I have shoes. I've got lots of shoes.
It is funny that I actually have slippers that I can. I can't believe they're ruined. I'm gonna have to show Wylene. I look. That's how much I've worn them. That's
yeah.
Too
she's
bad.
Not gonna. She's gonna make you get a new pair for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. I should get, well, now is my opportunity to get different colors.
There you go. Get something fun. Yellow, orange. I bet they make run faster.
Oh, God. Speaking of that, I was.
Oh, I know your story.
When I was younger, I was bullied. And there was reasons why I was picked on. I was picked on a lot. And I would say things like that. I mean, I remember. Is after school and I still remember this. I told this bully guy, you know, I was like taunting him because I really thought in my head, this is what boys think about. That's funny. Mm-hmm. I really thought that I could run faster in my new shoes. And so I said something and I even said it, I can run faster. And then he was like, really? And he chased me down.
And beat you within an inch of your life.
I could not get away from him. I was running as fast as I can. I decided I'm just going to run into that house and bang on the door.
Was it your house?
No. I couldn't get home in time. This kid was on me.
Oh, my gosh.
Me.
You just went to some rando. I was like, let me.
I was screaming, help, help, banging on a door. And then what I did, this is the way I am. This is why I am the way I am, because this is one instance. He catches me at that door. I'm screaming and banging, and he holds me down. And as I'm screaming, he's letting a – you know how sometimes people have spit?
Spit, yeah.
And it's long.
Sick.
Uh-huh. He was doing that, and as I'm screaming, look right in my mouth. Yeah, then he punched me in the gut and then left, and I was just traumatized. Obviously, still remember that.
I don't think that goes away real fast.
No.
And I also think you need to work through it. You need to do some. You need to do some shadow work. Put that in the past.
I have.
Put that in a box and just send it out into the universe.
Well, it's out. I mean, I don't ever think about it, of course. It's only until you bring up that I can run faster. Then all of a sudden it's in. It was the coolest shoes. They're like generic shoes. We just wore generic shoes all the time. No brands, stuff like that, which is normal. I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, when I think about it, some of these kids that have these expensive shoes, like I wear Clouds. Those Cloud shoes.
Yeah, those, you say that those are kind of pricey, right?
Oh, they're super expensive. But I will wear those Clouds till they don't, until Wylene is like, you got to get rid of those. Those are gross. Yeah. I'll wear one pair for years, and that's what I did. They're, honestly, the price on it, I mean, they're really comfortable shoes. And I think just like a bed, spend the money on something that you're going to love, because you're going to be in these shoes all the time, just like you're sleeping all the time, right?
Yeah.
So these are like I think they start like 150 and up, something like that. Yeah, yeah. So whenever I go out, unless it's – because I have another pair, the pair that Wylene makes me – she wants me to get rid of, or that are gross. Mm-hmm. So if ever I'm going to the store or anything like that, I'll wear those gross ones. Drives her crazy. Wear the new ones. So I wear the new ones on occasions.
What?
Yeah, because I want them to last.
You can wear the new ones all the time. All the time. Why are you – what Depression era footwear hang up do you have? They're new shoes. Wear them.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I'm with her. Like, you have – like, now the old ones – become the, like, kick around the yard.
Those are, they are too. They're even worse because now they got grass stains. But yeah, right. I just don't want to wear the new ones.
And you're
out,
wearing those out? Oh my God. She's got her work cut out for her between the robe and the garbage. Oh my God. Here you are judging some guy for wearing pajama bottoms. Oh, you're walking around with grass stained old shoes. She's like, listen, kettle.
I'll kick your ass in the parking lot. God, I don't know what to think. We got to motivate. Then we're going to roll into, we'll go to the after party. Drops Tuesdays. Okay. Here are your options, Molly. Then we're going to start it. All right. You accidentally swallow gum every single day. Have you ever swallowed gum?
Yeah.
I've done it like maybe once or twice. Yeah, that's a weird feeling. Don't they say that it just stays?
That's just a wives' tale. I mean, seriously, your stomach's acid. It can't break it down.
Yeah. I think that's just to tell people. It's just swallowed to stop it kids a ton from in swallowing school, it, you know.
Because otherwise you'd get caught with it. You were chewing gum.
Number B. Or
oh my God.
Number B. Letter B. Always have crust in the corner of your mouth you can't feel. Oh. Wouldn't that be just awful?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that would be bad.
So I don't know if it's crust as in, have you ever seen people with crusty?
Yeah.
Like dry spit or something like that. What is that?
Oh, spittle.
Spittle? Okay. Have a constant runny nose with no tissues.
I hate that.
A, B, or C.
I really, 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 really
I'm dealing with it now. I have tissues with me at all times. Nothing worse than having tissues. Do laundry. Forget about them.
And then they're everything, like all over.
It's all over this thinking place. All right. What are you doing? A, B, or C?
I'm doing A.
You're doing A?
Swallowing gum every day.
All right.
Listen to these words very carefully. If you get fat, people think you eat too much. If you lose weight, people think you're sick. If you speak your mind, you're rude. If you don't, you're a coward. If you're successful, you're arrogant. If you're struggling, you're lazy. If you're honest, you're naive. You see, no matter what you do in life, people will always criticize you without fail. So do whatever makes you happy. Do whatever fulfills you and build your dream life one day at a time.
Wow. That was kind of heavy.
I know. People will think you're naive. You're like, okay, Jesus. No, honesty made me look like a sucker. How dare you be honest? I need a liar in my presence in order to take you seriously, sir.
Right, we're going to roll out of here. Rate, review, follow, do what you got to do. Tell the world that we're on podcasts now. We appreciate everything. And also merch. We should be plugging merch at the beginning just in case you don't make it to the end, which how could you not make it to the end?
Seriously. You got to be giggling a little bit during this episode, I would hope.
All right. Have a safe rest of your day and do yourself good.
Squirrel. Sitting on the john.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show.